We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shifting gears on the dime, Jalen McCleskey, Saints wide receiver, joining us now. Jalen, congratulations on landing in New Orleans.
Appreciate that.
I know it was probably welcome news on a number of fronts. You're local. You're from right here. Your dad played for the Saints. That's got to be neat, huh?
Yes, sir. It's a really big blessing to be able to play for the home team.
What did you learn? I know last year you were with the Falcons practice squad, et cetera, but what did you learn in year one about the National Football League in particular? I mean, it was your rookie year in the midst of a pandemic as well.
Yeah, Julio, Calvin Ridley being in a room with guys like that, you know, they really help out a lot. They really did a good job of, like, coaching up, like, the younger guys and helping them out with, like, the routes and stuff like that and the plays. But I just learned more about, like, special teams, like just playing a bunch of special teams, you know, being gunner, running down on kickoff, blocking on kick return, stuff like that, you know, just being able to do all that you can find yourself a role.
Jalen, what did your dad tell you about, you know, when you were entering the National Football League and you were about to play? How much did you lean on him and his experience on how to take it in?
Oh, a lot. You know, he helped me out. He told me, you know, he was telling me, like, what to expect, like, things like that. Like just getting on special teams, you know, getting with the special teams coach, stuff like that, just small stuff, being able to watch film, like, learning how to watch film in the mental side of the game, because that's really the big jump for a lot of guys when they get to the league is just the mental aspect of the game.
Jalen McCleskey, Saints wide receiver here on Sports Talk. And, Jalen, have the Saints, when they signed you, have they – talk to you about their vision for you, what they plan to do?
I haven't really talked to them that much yet. They've been in the draft is coming up, so they've been busy with, like, a bunch of draft meetings and stuff like that, so I haven't gotten a chance to talk about anything like that.
Were there any other teams in the mix?
I know I was talking to Baltimore a little bit. They really like me. The Rams kind of in the mix a little bit, I heard. And but once I found out that the Saints wanted me, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's always good to get home. It's always good to get home,
yes,
no matter
sir.
What you're doing in life. Jalen, so you mentioned special teams. You feel like that's your path on this roster? If you can go out there and cover kicks and block on kicks, et cetera, that's your path perhaps?
Oh, yes, sir. That's a lot of people's path, really, unless you're, like, one of the main guys already. You're going to have to find a way to get on some type of special teams, whether I can return, I can run down on kickoff, I can run down on punt, all that stuff. So just having more roles that you can play is a big part of making a team and staying on a team.
Jalen, speed has been your game going back to high school, college. You're thought of as a speedster. How much do you enjoy, you know, trying to take the top off of defense and you understanding that might be your role?
Oh, I enjoy that a lot. If you watch my Oklahoma State film, that's basically what I did. I played in the slot. I was like the vertical threat, helped out. I had James Washington next to me. You know, teams played us in a lot of, like, cover two, cover three cloud, trying to stop our outside guys. So that's something that I've been doing since college, and just being able to be a threat right there, being able to be a mismatch, being able to run all the routes, stuff like that, and get open. So I feel like I bring a lot to help out the offense and help out like Michael Thomas, who gets a lot of double covers and stuff like that.
Have you talked to any of your teammates, like Mike Thomas? Has he reached out to you at all?
No, I haven't talked to any of those guys yet. I had just signed last Thursday, so right. It hasn't even been much.
I got you. I understand. So usually when I get free, when we get free agents that join the Saints, when you get them on the show, you know, they're usually not local guys, right? They're not from New Orleans mm-hmm. most of the time. And I ask them about maybe a dish that they're looking forward to trying that's unique to New Orleans. But I'm going to ask you a different question similarly, but it's going to be different in some ways. So being a homeboy, being from New Orleans, what's the unique New Orleans dish that you just can't get enough of as a local?
The local? I'm always eating red beans and rice. That's probably my favorite meal. So I'm always red beans and rice. I love eating crawfish, but red beans and rice is probably my favorite dish.
Yeah, you can get away with eating that at your age and especially your frame, man. You eat that every day as you get to be, you know, in your late 30s, 40s. If you're not working out, it's not going to be good for
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Yo, it's really good for me right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine you still want to try to add some weight to your frame, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Jalen McCleskey, Saints wide receiver here on Sports Talk. And Jalen, what were some of your friends here in the New Orleans area? What were their reactions when, and your family as well, when you decided you were coming to the Saints?
They were really excited. You know, a lot of my friends, most of them are diehard Saints fans, go to all the games, family too. So when they found out I was, because I didn't really tell a lot of people that, like, I had a workout and stuff like that. So when it came out that, like, I signed and stuff, everybody was like, dang, that's crazy. You playing for the Saints, you back at home, stuff like that. So it was a really good reaction from everybody.
I say this tongue-in-cheek because obviously blood's thicker than water, and I'm sure your friends and your family were rooting for your success no matter what team you played on. But did they perhaps give you a hard time about Atlanta and the rivalry there between the Saints and Falcons?
Of course. Y'all know how Saints fans feel about Atlanta. So, of course, everybody was giving me a hard time about it.
Yeah, it's just been good fun, but it's hard to pull for the Falcons. Saints fans will never, ever do it. It just won't ever happen.
Yeah.
Jalen, where do you feel like your game has, I guess, where do you need to work on to improve your game?
I feel like just what can help my game is just getting in the offense and then just learning, like, little things, how to run the routes and stuff like that, like little nuances, you know, how to beat, how to run a certain route against this type of coverage, stuff like that. Just going in there and just learning all the routes and all the rules with the routes and stuff like that. And then just coming out of my breaks, making sure that I'm always coming out of my breaks, full speed, create separation.
All right, say you're in a game and you're lined up against J.J. McCleskey, your father. You're a wide receiver, he's a corner. Who wins that matchup?
I'd have to say me. I think I was a little faster than him when he played, so I think I could get him.
You beat him off the line? Could he jam you up a little bit? You have to fight through it or what?
I think it'll be a little fight. I think if we went like a whole game, he'd get me some, I'd get him some, but I feel like I'd be able to edge it out.
How beneficial was that though? Your dad playing corner, you're playing receiver. I would imagine growing up, he gave you a lot of tips to how to beat certain things, certain techniques, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, he helped out a lot just learning, like, what a DB is thinking. And, like, and actually, because I played receiver, he learned about all the receiver stuff. And so he actually can – and he played receiver in college. He played at Tennessee. He played DB and receiver. So he actually was able – he knew a lot about both. So he was able to teach me a lot about receiver and then a lot about what a DB thinks and DB techniques and stuff like that.
That's invaluable. That's for sure. Well, Jalen, I'm going to ask you to say something that you're, I'm sure, not a stranger to saying. So give us a hoot at before we run.
Hoot at?
Jalen, I need some more energy than that, man. Come on.
Hoot at?
There you go. I like it. Hey, Jalen, thanks for the time on the show. Congratulations. I hope you have tremendous success. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Jalen McCleskey, Saints wide receiver.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.